Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Jan, thank you very much for that. Now, there's been a huge rise in teens addicted to the semi-synthetic cannabinoid HHC. While it's not categorised as illegal under the Misuse of Drugs Act, its sale is illegal under the Criminal Justice Psychoactive Substances Act. Well, over the last year, the drug has become more prevalent and doctors are now calling for an urgent ban. Separately, today at the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Drugs Use, we heard senior medics calling for the development of a national programme to tackle the rapidly rising use of cocaine, crack cocaine and other stimulants. Well, for more on all of this, we're joined from our Oireachtas studio by Colm Burke, Minister of State at the Department of Health with responsibility for drugs. But first we're going to speak to Dr. Bernard Kenny, who's Director of Addiction Management at the Irish College of GPs. And you're very welcome, Dr. Kenny, to the programme this evening. I know you were speaking at that joint Oireachtas Committee on Drugs Use today as well. I might just start though with HHC. And can you tell me in your experience what sort of problem, well, first of all, what is it? And what sort of problems is it causing?
Thank you, Sarah. Like you said in your introduction, HHC is a product which is readily available for purchase in most vape shops throughout the country. It's something we're seeing more and more of in the addiction services. It's synthetically made from a CBD compound originally, and it's altered to have psychoactive properties. What we're seeing in clinical practice is that these psychoactive properties are quite similar to those of THC, which is a component of cannabis, which is banned in Ireland. Young people are particularly vulnerable and susceptible to the adverse effects of these psychoactive compounds, and that's what we're seeing in practice. We're seeing a lot of patients presenting with anxiety and paranoia associated with this. And we know from our psychiatric colleagues, our colleagues in the profession of psychiatry, that they're seeing drug-induced psychosis and precipitated schizophrenia related to this compound. So we would support a ban in this, an outright ban in the selling of this product. We see it as potentially dangerous, particularly for young people with developing brains.
Okay. And of course, because it's relatively new, we don't know or have any information at this point as to the potential long-term effects of it.
Absolutely. And as you said, it's only been around for about a year so far. And the numbers presented to treatment are only beginning to appear now. But what we can say is that we're seeing more and more presentations with this. And anecdotally, patients and people would describe the effects as being similar to THC.
Now, separately then, you addressed the Joint Oireachtas Committee, as I mentioned, on drug use, and you were talking about the harm caused by other problem drugs that are used here. And you really, Bernard, you had some pretty stark statistics in relation to Ireland specifically and the number of drug deaths in Ireland. Can you talk us through some of the evidence you gave to the committee?
Yes, of course. So what we were trying to highlight today with the committee was that the most recent drug deaths data from 2023, which are our most up-to-date figures, tell us that Ireland had 322 drug-induced deaths in that year. That was deaths directly associated with drug overdose. Those figures compare quite unfavourably to elsewhere in Europe. That worked out at a number of 97 deaths per million of population in Ireland, compared to the EU average of 22 deaths per million. So that was quite concerning overall. 70% of those deaths are generally attributed to opioid overdose, and then additional substances also being contributing, such as benzodiazepines and alcohol, particularly combined with opioids. We also highlighted today in the Oireachtas Committee the emerging trends associated with other substances of misuse. We're seeing lots more cocaine presenting, and for the first time over the last 3 years, cocaine use has outnumbered opioid use in the population. And that's a particular concern. We're also seeing more and more crack cocaine, which is a particularly physically and psychologically damaging version of cocaine. So we highlighted that as well. In addition to those...
Sorry. Go on ahead, Jeff, go on.
No, just in addition to those major changes, we also highlighted the presence of nitazine, which is a potent synthetic opioid, which is becoming more prevalent over the last 12 months. We've seen a number of clusters of overdoses associated with that potent synthetic opioid in Dublin, Cork, and more recently in the Midlands prison.
Okay, so fair to say then you're ringing the alarm bells very loudly. What, in your view, needs to be done?
We know from the evidence that if you engage people in treatment early on in their pattern of substance misuse, they're far more or less likely to overdose and undergo full require additional treatment. So if you intervene early in a person's drug use, they're less likely to go on to develop further addictions. This is particularly the case for opioid use disorder. And us as GPs, we have some very good programs in place. We have a contract with the HSE where we treat people for opioid use disorder. But we would support and endorse extending this treatment program to other substances. Now that we know that cocaine is becoming more prevalent, other stimulants and cannabis, we would propose that the government support us in providing funded resource treatment to those other substances that also need addressing in the community.
Okay. Dr. Bernard Kenny, the Director of the Addiction Management and Primary Care Programme at the ICGP, thank you very much for joining us. We're going to turn now to Minister Colin Burke with Responsibility for Drugs, who's joining us from our Oireachtas studio. And good afternoon, Minister. Thank you for joining us on the programme this evening. So we might go to the issue of HHC then first. And as Bernard is outlining there, this is a new drug on the market, effectively, being sold in vape shops because it's not, by the looks of it, technically illegal.
That's correct. And my department at the moment, we're currently working through drafting a new statutory instruments. We have to go under the Misuse of Drugs Act. It would appear that the Criminal Justice Act of 2010 won't be sufficient, that we have to use the Misuse of Drugs Act. Therefore, it's by way of statutory instrument that we can make these illegal. Now, we have to obviously draft in the statutory instruments. We're in the process of doing this. We then have to make a submission to the European Commission in relation to the banning of these this product, and that has to be a 3 months notice, and we'd hope to have that done within the next few weeks so that we can then bring in the necessary statutory instruments and make this product illegal.
Doctors say they've been expressing concerns about this drug now for close to a year. Why has no action been taken before now?
Before we could make the submission to the Commission, we have to gather the information to show that this drug is a danger. In fairness to Dr. Bobby Smith, Professor Raymond Keenan and others have been working very hard in relation to collecting that evidence, make it available to us so that we can send a detailed submission so that there's no questions on what we're trying to do. And that's why we have to make sure we have a substantive case to make about bringing in the necessary statutory instrument to make it illegal. So that's what the process we have to go through, and that's what we're currently doing. I'm putting a lot of pressure within the department to make sure that we can do it in the fastest time possible, and that's what we're trying to do at the moment.
Okay, so sorry, just in terms of the date that you gave me there, when do you expect this to be made illegal?
Well, we have to go through a process where we have to notify the Commission. It goes through a process there.
Yes, yeah.
We have to give them 3 months notice. I would hope that we would work towards, it would probably, even if we gave them notice, say by mid-October, then it would take us until mid-January.
Early
next year. And I'm not tying in dates. There may be other issues that would arise, but we have to have clear evidence that this is dangerous. And unfortunately, that's the process that we're currently at.
Okay. I know the doctors who have, you mentioned Bobby Smith there, he was speaking on Morning Ireland earlier in the week in relation to this, and he said one of the challenges here is going to be around how you draft the legislation, because already there are other semi-synthetic cannabinoids that are being developed and marketed in the United States. So no sooner do you make this one illegal than another one comes on the market. So
absolutely,
you want to try and make legislation that covers, you know, all eventualities rather than find yourself back at square one in January.
Well, let's get this one out of the way first. I think this first came on the market in North America in 2021, was in Europe in 2022. So it's here in a short time period. But I think we need to react to it now, because the doctors are complaining about people coming in with severe psychosis, maybe long-term health issues as well. And therefore, we now need to make sure we can deal with this immediately rather than going through the whole drafting of new legislation. If we can do it by statutory instrument, let's get on and do it.
Okay, but I suppose my question is, are you going to draft new legislation as well to cover the other drugs that are going to come?
That may have to be looked at as well, in the sense of, you know, there's once you deal with one product, there's a new product coming on the market, and therefore we need to look at that as well. We need to
review. Are you looking at that, Minister, is the question? Because doctors are telling you right now, this is what's going to happen.
but that's something that we are looking at within the department, and that we would, but the priority we're giving at the moment is to this particular HHC, yeah. which is a danger to young people, and we need to get onto it. And remember, this
is it possible to do two things at once? You know, could you not work on the statutory instrument and also start looking at new legislation so that you don't get caught in a year's time?
Well, that's something that we're going to have to look at, in the sense of, let's get this one out of the way. Like, remember, this is available through e-cigarettes, through vape pens, through herbal mixtures, and even through, you know, jellies and cakes. So it's available in a whole lot of different ways, and we now need to make it illegal and make sure that it's not available to people, so that we're not putting people's lives at risk.
All right, I want to ask you about some of those figures then that Dr. Bernard Kenny talked us through there, and really shocking figures: 13,000 people being treated for drug abuse in the state, 97 per million dying from drugs in this country, many multiples of the EU average. What do you say to those figures?
Well, basically, in relation to the drug treatment centres, and I visited quite a number of them over the last 3 to 4 months, we have 420 centres around the country that are providing support to people with drug addiction problems. We have some of them are residential facilities, some of them are day facilities. As you are correct, the number that required treatment went up from 12,000 in 2022 to 13,000 in 2023, and it is rising. But we also need to get an education programme out there, and it's a joint approach between education, justice and health, in relation to, you know, we talk non-stop about physical health, but we need to talk as well about brain health. If you drink excessively, if you take drugs, you're likely to cause long-term brain damage, and that's something that's happening.
But hold on, you're talking about what we need to do. Is the reality not, looking at those figures, that under the term of this government, the problem of drugs problems in this country, both addiction and dealing in drugs, has gone through the roof?
But it's gone through, it's increased in every jurisdiction across Europe and across America.
No, hold on a second. We have 97 deaths per million of population in this country compared with an EU average of 22.
The average, for instance, you take in Scotland, which is not included in that report, the number of deaths in that country was 1,329. That's a population of 5.5 million. We need to reduce down the deaths. I understand we have a report coming out soon which shows that, in fact, the number of deaths has reduced. We don't have up-to-date figures because, remember, some of these have to go through the process of coroner's inquest. Therefore, we don't have up-to-date figures for 2023. I would be hoping that the work that's been done on the ground in relation to both the treatment centres and also encouraging people not to go down the road about using drugs. But we have a whole programme to deal with, not only just in relation to treatment, but also in relation to education. We did it in relation, for instance, in relation to smoking. We encourage people to move away from smoking. Unfortunately, now we are in a scenario where drugs are freely available no matter what street you go into, no matter what townland you go into.
And that's a problem. And that's a problem that we have. It's allowed to get to this point?
Because we have a situation where we have, and as you see, the number of arrests recently in Dublin showing more product being brought onto the Irish market.
Yeah.
It's coming in.
Who's responsible?
The people who are dealing it, and also the people who are buying it at the end of the day. Remember, we have huge challenges now in relation to dealing. For instance, you saw the primetime programme during the week of where we have dealers who are threatening people and intimidating people.
Yes,
and
I know.
We have appointed...
But
we've
where's the state's responsibility? Where's the part of the state in charge of this country for the last 13 years?
For instance, we've appointed over 30 guard inspectors who are specifically dealing with the issue of intimidation. We're working through in relation to all of the centres. For instance, today I announced additional funding in relation to assisting treatment centres. So there is additional funding being put in as regards making sure that those who have drug addiction problems, that they can see the treatment, get access to the treatment at an early date. And that's what we work at. But we also have, we all have a responsibility in this. And the point I make to everyone, once you start taking drugs, it's not only yourself that you affect, you will also affect your immediate family. And that's one of the issues that we need to get out there as well. We have a lot of work to do with young people. I was today above in Malahide,
launching
a report in relation to a survey completed by young people up there and that, in that project. And, you know, we do have a challenge and we all have a part to play in it.
All right, Minister of State Colin Burke, thank you very much for joining us.